Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Welcome, ladies, to the podcast, Heart Catholic Women. Rosemary and I are here again today. It's great to have you with us.
Yep, we're here again.
That's it. Now, this week we are talking about God of the here and now. And you shared on this Heartbeat this week, and you started off by talking about how Bruce often talks about how God is never far from you, and he also says God will come to you where you are right now. And that obviously those two phrases that are said regularly that we hear got you thinking about God, the here and now.
Well, God is interested in the total part of me. So he's interested in my past. Mm. He's interested in what my future will be because he knows, I don't. But he's so interested in me here and now, right where I'm at right now. And so am I, actually, you know, but to know that God, you know, wants to walk with me, wants to talk with me, was interested in how my career's going or how I'm doing at home or how I'm doing with my relationships. It makes it very, very special.
Yeah, you said God reveals himself in our ordinary everyday circumstances. And I love that because I'm quite passionate about living my life every day with God, and that I do think he comes into our every day. And what does that look like? When, like today, I was editing a video and then my washing machine finished, so I quickly hung the washing out and brought the the dry towels off the line while I had to hang out the next line, and then I go back to, you know, doing my other work. And like, God wants to be in the mess, in quotation marks, of all of that. Like, I was doing, you know, lots of different things, and God wants to be there in that every day.
Yeah.
And now?
I've learned to invite him in when I go shopping, especially if I'm looking for something special. Like, I remember one particular time I had thought that I was spending too much money on things. So I decided that for 6 months I wasn't going to buy anything online. Wasn't going to buy anything at the shops for myself. I'd buy food, but not, you know, clothes or, I don't know, pleasure things or whatever.
And did you live up to that challenge?
I did. But what was very, very funny, and God had a great sense of humour, was my son got engaged and was going to get married, and I had 1 week to buy an outfit for the wedding because it was after this 6 months. And I didn't realize till after I said to the Lord. So I went shopping and I said, Lord, I have this amount of money. I have 1 week to find the outfit. And, you know, and I sort of have an idea of a style. And it was amazing. First shop, first dress I tried on, first, like, looking at how much it was what I bought. Wow. And I believe that God came with me when I went shopping.
Yep, he wants to be here in every day, every
now. In my everyday life.
That's it. Something that you said that I liked was you said we shouldn't worry about our ifs and our maybes, which is the looking back at our past, worrying about what we should have done, or worrying about our future without looking at today. And you were talking about living in today. And I was thinking about, in relation to my own life, how often with Hannah, when I'm doing lots of different physiotherapy for her and speech therapy and occupational therapy, is my thoughts are, I'm doing this for her future. I'm doing this for when she gets older. I'm doing this for, and often my headspace actually is the future. But then I have caught myself at times thought about, yeah, but what about the now? Like, what about Emma, the living now?
Yes.
And when is that, when she grows older, what does that mean? Like what am I putting an age on it? And I'm thinking about therapy, but I also think about God wants me to live now. You also said, and I liked this, the real life takes place in the here and now. You know, like the real life hasn't happened yet for the future.
No, and it could change to what you had thought it might be anyway. Be.
Yeah. Yes. And obviously the past has been. And God is a God of the present. He's always in the moment. And I loved that. God is always in the moment. I was thinking how so often we can miss the moments in our lives. And one of the ways I think we miss the moments is because we have phones and we want to take a video or we want to take a photo of the moment, but we miss it because of the moment. Yeah. Yes. So like my niece Charlotte had her confirmation a few weeks ago and I said to Melissa and Scott, or maybe I didn't say it, but I thought it. I thought I'll take the video or I'll take the photo to try and get the moment so that they don't have to, so they can just experience the moment, and I try to now, if I'm taking a photo or a video, actually not look through the camera, like watch the moment. I might still be pushing the button to take the shots, but actually my eyes will be focused on the actual thing that's happening, because otherwise I feel like we miss the moments.
And that makes me think too, if we are not living in the here and now with the precious moments and the beautiful moments and the enjoyment of life, because there is, different aspects that are wonderful, and we're always worrying about what if into the future or worrying about, wow, I should have done that in the past. You're missing out on the enjoyment that God has for you.
So I just, it really like hit home to me, like God is with us in the moments and he wants us to be in the moment. And then what I thought was beautiful is you said, you shared how like Jesus was named Emmanuel, God is with us. But then what I liked is you later said, God is with us in the joyful and the painful. Like, and those moments that we experience both those things, God is there with us.
Yeah, in everything, in everything that encapsulates our life.
Yeah. So it made me think, I was thinking about how do we see with different eyes that God is in our life every day? How do we encounter him every day and how do we have expectant hearts? Because you brought that up, that sometimes God is with us in these moments, but we need to have eyes to see. So how do we have eyes to see?
I very much on purpose invite him in every day. Lord, come and be in my life today. May I see you in people. May I see you in creation. May I sense you. May I know you. Because as we know, it's that all those sensory things that make us in many ways tune into God too. It's a knowledge of my mind knowing things, but it's a spiritual sense of just recognizing God in everything. You know, I love it when I go to the shops and, you know, this elderly person smiles at me and I smile back and I think, Lord, you just smiled at me today. How beautiful. Because Jesus is in that person, even if they don't know me. Or I stop and chat about something because you just can. You can say, oh, it's cold today, isn't it? Or it's, you know, how beautiful the sun's shining. And it's amazing the response people give to you. And it makes me feel like the pleasure of God in my life.
Something that you said was by inviting God in, that you sometimes, you said along the lines of, in this moment of wherever I'm at, I know God walks with me. And I thought we could maybe change that wording to almost ask God, in this moment, God, wherever I'm at, would you come and walk with me? To just change it to be so it's more of a reminder and an invitation in. And you did actually share that in the morning. You say, Lord, may I do this day with you.
Yeah.
And I do think by putting those little habits into our life, it heightens our awareness of God in our lives because, well, we've done exactly what you said. We've invited him, we've asked, and he always wants an invitation.
Yeah.
So I think that's the weekly challenge for this week. Every morning to say, Lord, may I do this day with you.
And guess what? You'll have a beautiful day. Because you can't help but walk with God and not be beautiful, even if you're in the middle of cancer therapy, even if you're in the middle of childbirth, even if you're in the middle of whatever, because it's not all, you know, hunky-dory and joy and stuff, but it can be painful, it can be tough, it can be stressful. But even in those times, just the enjoyment of knowing God is with me, of this courage and strength of knowing that God is with me, because, you know, we need different things at different times, and God's got it all.
Okay, so we hope that you're able to do and take on that challenge this week. We pray that you have a blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.